difficult person in your life, someone sometimes referred to as being irregular. They're just, they just hit you the wrong way. And maybe it's someone really close to you, you love in your family, and you just have a difficult relationship. Sometimes it can be on the extreme, we're going to hear in a moment, on one end, all the way down to they have some habits that kind of make it difficult for me to get along. How do I get along with difficult people in my life? I have scripture. I have some things I want to talk about having to do with how do you honor someone that's not so honorable, and setting boundaries and emotional things, and how do you deal with this? We'll try to get to all this. This is a pickup on a program that we did last week on last Thursday. This is part two. If you missed the show, go back and listen to that after today, because this is a continuation of that. In fact, by the way, I'm Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. Along with Jennifer and Steven, we're here in our Intentional Living studios in our center in Tucson, Arizona. We're committed to one thing. We want you to experience life the way God intended. Jesus had difficult people. Moses had difficult people. David had difficult people. Throughout Scripture, people in the Scripture are difficult people. You got difficult people in your neighborhood. You got difficult. The only one that's not difficult is your dog. And sometimes they're difficult too, right? But seriously, how do you get along with difficult people? I think it's one of the tests of our maturity and our growth in life, right? I'll tell you what, if you missed the show last week, I started with an extreme. Now, admittedly, this is an extreme, difficult, painful call that came in some time ago from Niola. And I want you to just hear it again for those of you who missed it. And then we're going to take some calls and try to unpack this really powerful topic. You can join us with your comments at 888-888-1717.
I am at an age where, 41 years old, I just cannot take my mother's abuse anymore. And I was brought up in the church and scripturally. And one of the things that antagonizes my spirit is that I'm supposed to honor a mother who is awful to me. Awful beyond expression. She has stolen from me. She has gotten in trouble a million times. I've had to bail her out of jail. I've had to go to court with her, facing serious prison time. She's been homeless due to gambling. I've invited her in my home, and she just disrespected it, and it has not stopped. And I'm to the point where I don't have any respect for her. I find myself not even praying for her anymore. And I was told to love your enemy as you loved yourself. And my own mother is my enemy. And honor your mother and father, so your days shall be long upon this earth. How do I honor a mother who is so hateful, jealous-hearted, envious, evil, lies, steals, abuses mentally, emotionally, financially? I can't do it anymore. And I don't know if I can even pray for her anymore. I am exhausted. I don't want her in my life at all. And that troubles my spirit.
I guess. Do you hear the pain? And the intensity as it built, as she continued to express the frustration and anger and hurt in a relationship. Man, that really supersedes even being a difficult person, right? That's a far extreme. I admit that. And to catch our attention. And the person you're thinking of may be far less difficult than that. You say, wow, I don't have that at least. I just have someone who's difficult because they argue with me all the time. Come on. Or a child that doesn't listen. Or a husband who is oblivious. Could be a wife too, but usually it's a husband that's oblivious. But seriously, this is a big issue. I think it's one of the most powerful growth points in a life is how do we deal with people in our lives that we can refer to as being difficult or irregular. Let me just say this. My guess is that me, Randy Carlson, I'm on some people's lists as difficult people. There's probably people that could call in and say, you know, I know this Randy Carlson. He's a difficult person. I think we probably, if we're being honest, we're on somebody's list somewhere, right? Because people rub people. Iron sharpens iron, and people sometimes rub each other in the wrong way. And don't intend to, but sometimes we do. But the reality is it's something that can happen in life. How do we deal with it? All right, let's get to the calls. Your comments are welcome. on our storyline, 888-888-1717. Emerald's on the line in Michigan. Appreciate your call. What do you think about this? You just heard Neola again.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, hi there.
Carlson.
What do you think?
I just wanted to make a comment for the lady that just spoke. You know, a person that does that may be wrong, and when they do these things to you, don't let them make you wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Amen.
And as a statement, somebody had me on their mind and they prayed for me. You know, you might have a mother or a son, a child that's really, you can't stand it. They hit you, the child, your own child, an adult. They might hit you, talk back to you, curse you out. But if you delete them from your prayer list, they'll never get better. I hear so many testimonies at church, and they say that they were this, they were strung out on drugs, they were alcoholic, mean, abusing their parents. But they say, when I come past my mother's house, I could hear her. They say, I could hear her late at night calling on God for me. She didn't give up on me still. She didn't break my plate. She left my plate there. She was praying for me, asking God to have mercy on me, to help me. And later on in life, they remembered that, and they came to Christ and got saved. In other words, God answered that parent's prayer, and they got saved. And now the adult son and the parent is as close as they should be.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, you said two things I want to just follow up on. If you got someone in your life who's hurting you, you need to put a boundary in place. But you also said, and I totally agree, that doesn't mean you don't stop praying for them. And that doesn't mean you don't forgive. And that doesn't mean that you don't deal with the stuff in your own life so you can be healthy and happy and whole as a person. 3-foot circle again, right? I control what I control. I can't control you, but I can put a boundary in place when I need to for your safety and certainly for my own. That's totally needed and important. All right, let's continue on. I'm going to jump down to Lisa because, Lisa, you want to comment on Neola as well from Kansas. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I do. I very much value what it was that, you know, she was expressing. And honestly, my heart just goes out to her.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of trauma there.
Yes.
But I want to encourage her in a way that the Lord encouraged me. Sometimes we just have to, you know, be patient. The scripture verse that's in talking about Elijah and the prophets of Baal.
Yeah.
And how he got just so discouraged and so, you know, beyond himself, and he got to the point where he's like, I can't do this anymore, you know, and there was so much agony in his heart and discouragement. And the Lord's answer to him was not to sit there and argue with him or anything like that, but it was just literally just to say, hey, here's some food, here's some water.
Yeah.
Hang in there. We've got a ways to go, you know, there's stuff to do. And the fact is, we are overcomers. And sometimes when, and I'm sharing from the place of having a mom who was very similar.
Mm.
And sadly, I don't think I was ever able to get through. I don't know, but she committed suicide.
Mm.
But sorry. I will say this. I am thankful today that I did my best to love her. It matters. And I never wanted to be the stumbling block for her. You know, she needed something that was beyond what I could give, that the Lord could give. I'm thankful that I prayed for her. I'm thankful that I did what I could to love her. And I'm very thankful that the Lord has loved me, even though I can be a hot mess too.
Mm.
Not in the same type of ways, but in my own way.
Listen, and, Lisa, you're speaking to a lot of men and women who have had very painful relationships, and now that mom is gone, it's a new dynamic, new, you know, you can't connect or reconnect. I think what I hear you saying is it's okay to back off because you have to sometimes, but you don't have to back out. And what I mean by that is you have to back off and sometimes put some boundaries in place with people, but it doesn't mean you'd stop loving them or trying to, just like the daddy of the prodigal, it kind of left the door open and hoping and praying for something good to happen. In that case, it did. Doesn't always.
Right, right. Yeah, in a lot of ways, the Lord looks on us with great compassion. And I feel like that's always appropriate, you know, even when someone's being evil. There is, you know, they were created for something more, and it is a right thing to look upon others with great compassion. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to put yourself in the crosshairs. Right. And there were too many times when I did that, not understanding, you know, how else to deal with things. So I made my own mistakes. But I will say this, that we never regret having mercy on someone. We never regret loving someone. We never regret caring about someone, whether or not they're able to receive it. We want them to be able to receive it. We do have to put some guards on our own life and heart, but it's really not so much about keeping somebody out or being harsh with them. It's having a heart of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
It is not going to be an enabler. So I'm really, really grateful for a lot of the things that you've been saying, Randy, about boundaries on boundaries, right?
Yeah, right.
What's a good boundary and what's not a boundary that's really from the Lord?
Yeah, and we need to know which is which, because sometimes we can overreact and sometimes underreact. You know, you were talking about honor, and really at the heart of some of this, how do I honor this person? How do I be a Christian, honoring, loving, caring for a person who's not only a pain in the neck, but could be dangerous and difficult? And understand that the word honor really means that person, here's what honor means, that there is inherent value. Even in a person who's extremely difficult and a bad person still has value in God's sight. And when we see a person as God sees them, we got to be careful not to get sucked in, because God doesn't get sucked into their behavior. He's not impressed. God stands firm in terms of his love and his open arms and care for someone, but he's not going to change him, his values, and who God is to accommodate some people, right? And we shouldn't either. And that's a reminder. We got to take a quick break. Thank you, Lisa. God bless you. Powerful message, and I'm glad you were able to share it today.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Nobody likes being out of control, but no one can control everything. And the circle of things we can control is actually pretty small.
How we deal with this circle of controlling ourselves is going to impact everything else in our life. I believe that 95% of our success in life, spiritually, relationally, in our marriages and our family, is in this circle.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Circles of Control, he talks about the issue of control and how we can live a better life by having the right perspective on what we control. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, and thank you for your prayers. Thank you for financially supporting us. Bottom line, we're a listener-supported ministry. We don't sell commercial time or any big sponsors and so on like that. We have friends and sometimes business partners that help support the ministry, and we appreciate that. But it's you, primarily you, and your monthly support. God bless you. You believe in this message? Is this sort of your heart, your values? Come and be a part of it. Invest in it. Be a part of the challenge with us. Your monthly support matters. $1 a day or more, going to go a long ways. $30 a month, $360 a year. It adds up, makes a difference. Just call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or just go over online to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate and join us. Say, hey, I want to be a part of the ministry. And you're making it possible for us to do the teaching, the things that we do. God bless you. 888-888-1717 or theintentionallife.com.
I listen to 99.7 and Family Life Radio has really changed my life. God is just awesome. He's been in my life for a long time, and he told me that I had to go up in front of everyone and boldly and publicly announce that he is my Lord and Savior. And I now do Bible studies on the first and third Sunday of every month. And we are helping women, and we hope eventually to have a shelter for battered and abused women. The Lord does work in awesome ways, and all we have to do is just give ourselves to him because he gave his son to us. Thank you, Randy. Have a good day.
Thank you. Hey, God bless you. You're doing something good. You're helping people. That's great. I wish we were doing a topic today. Everybody could smile and be happy. Wouldn't it be nice? Let's just all get along and be happy. Life is tough. Relationships in particular, high-stake relationships, can be painful. Get intentional. It'll change your life. Be intentional in the relationships. That's what we teach here. All right, Jose, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. It says here you're the difficult person, huh?
Yes, for many, many years I was the difficult person. I made their life difficult. I got trapped in addiction. I struggled with that for 20 years. And God has been speaking to me through your program, through you. I've been listening to you for a little over a year now. I've got about 6 months of clean time and sobriety. I just got my first job of the year doing community outreach. I believe God is using my testimony to reach other people.
What made the difference, Jose? Where was the bottom? What happened?
I don't know. I've had enough of the substances. I found Family Life Radio last winter, and I started listening to your program, and every time I hear your broadcast, there's something that sticks out to me, that speaks to me. And I just want to say how grateful I am to your program and your ministry.
Well, we're glad we can be here for you.
I came out and saw you in Glendale last month.
Oh, you were at the conference. Yeah, in Glendale. Did you enjoy that?
I did.
Well, that's right. I remember you coming. Thank you.
All your messages.
Hey, listen. What difference has God been making in your life, Jose, in the last 6-8 months?
I see life through a clear lens now. You know, I'm looking through the windshield and not the rearview mirror. I've been through a lot of struggle. Like I said, addiction had a hold on me for about 20 years, and the more I submit to God and reveal of myself to him, the deeper the healing is for me.
Amen. What a story. Listen, for everybody's listening, you just heard Jose. He was in the pit. He was addicted. We got a lot of people addicted to lots of stuff. And he got to the end of himself. He said, I'm done with it. And I'm thrilled, obviously, that our ministry, our radio, and our podcast and things have made a difference in your life, been an impact in your life. But this is a God thing. God got a hold of you. We're just the mouthpiece and glad to do it. Feels good to hear that, obviously. But knowing that your life has been changed, been impacted, listen, stay the course. I'm glad you came all the way. You came all the way over from Albuquerque all the way to Phoenix to the conference, several weeks ago in Phoenix, our intentional living conference. We do these kinds of things because we love you and we want the best for you. Listen, if you allow God to get a hold of you today and you invite him in and say, God, I'm done doing this my way. I'm tired. I'm done. I'm trying to get along in my own self. I admit I'm a sinner and come into my life. Make me a new person today. He will do that. He won't play games with you. Does that mean you get off your knees and all your problems are solved? Probably not. Still got difficult people, including yourself, to deal with, and God will be with you. Now you got the power of the Holy Spirit. Get plugged into a strong Bible-believing church. Get around people who love you and the part of the community here. We're big on taking the next 30 days, listening to nothing but Family Life Radio, the radio station you listen to. Let the music and the teaching impact your life and come through and strengthen you. It did for Jose, and it can for you as well. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about changed lives. All right, we're going to get to Anita in a moment. Let's take a break, though. We'll be back. Anita, sounds like maybe it's a difficult person nearby in your family. We'll be right back. Make sure the love of Christ is what controls you. Here's a fact. What controls you is more important than what you try to control. What controls you is more important than what you try to control. And so I'm convinced that if we are truly delighting ourselves in the Lord, as the scripture says, he'll give us the desires of our heart. If we are truly under the authority of the Holy Spirit in our life, truly, our activities that may seem controlling, in other words, things and decisions we're going to make, are going to be more in conformity with his will for our life. Does that all make sense? Made sense to me. I hope it does to you too. Listen, that's an excerpt from the teaching this month on circles of control. This is the heart, I think, of the message we're talking about with difficult people. There are people who rub into your circle and they break through that 3-foot circle of your life through the words or their behaviors or lack of behaviors, and it can drive you up the wall and hurt your spirit and your relationship. And so we talk about putting a little fence around or boundaries around, which, by the way, I have a fence around my yard. That's appropriate. But I also have a gate. And the gate allows certain things in when I want them in and certain things not in when I don't want them in, except for the lizards that come up over the wall. Anyway, that's another story. But seriously, the word picture there is, yeah, we need to put boundaries in place, but also that we have this open heart. This is the prodigal story. You know, the daddy put some boundaries in place. He gave the son what he wanted and what he thought he deserved and opened the door and let him go. But every day that door was open. If you want to come back and be here a part of this family, we're here for you. But it doesn't mean you're bringing all your garbage with you. Okay? You gotta leave that behind. But we're here and we love you. And I think that's sort of a word picture. And if you're finding yourself triggered by or triggering somebody when it comes to being difficult, remember this verse, Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart should be acceptable in God's sight, right? Okay, I think we have time, and Anita's been waiting so patiently in Kansas. Thank you for your call. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Go right ahead. Who is it that's been difficult in your life?
My youngest child, and I apologize, I'm going to have to make this quick, but
that's fine.
The first thing God did was tell me how to change my prayer life. And so after a few months of obedience to that, he suddenly told me, lay this girl on the altar and leave her.
Yeah.
And so in the dark of the night, so to speak, I moved out on her. I left her with a house full of furniture, two vehicles, which weren't in that great of shape anyway, but set her up. She could make it.
Yeah.
That change turned her completely around.
Yeah.
She is now one of the most responsible people.
Interesting.
She is single-handedly taking care of all three of her children and two of her grandchildren.
You know what happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened there. She had an oh-no moment that became an aha moment. And the aha moment changed her life, changed her relationship with you and her kids and her life. And that's a powerful thing. Thank you, Anita. I appreciate it. I got to get Maritza on the line before we run out of time. In Arizona. Hi there, Maritza. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Good. What's your one thing for this topic?
Well, I actually had forgotten about it, you know, but I was listening to the lady before that, and it's kind of like a you live and learn situation. It's not easy, especially when it's family. But you have to think about it as in, what does Christ, you know, feel about that person? And my sister, she's not in Christ. She's like my older sister. She's not in Christ. And my husband is a pastor, so, you know, we have a different lifestyle. So the moment, I guess, I became Christian, it's like we became enemies. Mm. And at first, you know, she was making my life very complicated. She hated me, and she just tried to sabotage. And I was losing track of where my mindset should have been in the beginning, you know. Yeah. Trials are going to come, situations are going to come. But the thing is, what are you going to do once they come?
What's the one thing? I got about 30 seconds left, Maritza. What's the one thing that's helped you in a relationship with your sister?
Well, she wants nothing to do with me. All I can do is pray. Yep. And all I can do is, you know, think about the fact that, you know, Jesus, you know, the same blood that saved me is the same blood that can save her. So yeah, all we can do is just love them and pray for them and just wait on God.
And you know what that is? We talked about circles of control, right? I mean, that theme has been permeating through this show and the last one as well. And the other thing, I think, I didn't mention this, but this is really important when it comes to your relationships. Expectation minus reality, what you expect. You gotta have reasonable expectations with someone. And they need to be reasonable, but they also sometimes need to be firm. But understand that when it's not met, it's going to create disappointment. And understand that dynamic in the relationship. Wow. We again just scratched the surface. I hope you'll catch the first show from last Thursday. You can hear it again. Share this down the line with your friends and family. Maybe somebody can be encouraged. I promise we'll cycle back around and recycle this topic again, because it's a big one. I got to run. Thank you for your support and your prayers. I'm Dr. Randy for Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.